Thank you. And now, Mari, please.
Thank you. So I work at HELLA, we are a sun and weather protection technology company. And first, I will give you a short introduction about the company and how we at HELLA live sustainability and realize it. At the end, I will say some words about the process, how we develop EPDs for our products. So HELLA is mainly located in Central Europe with four production sites, three in Germany and one in Austria. And the one in Austria is our main production site. We are operating there in nine countries with 28 sales offices, and we have around 1,300 employees. HELLA is a family-owned company which was founded in 1959 by Alois Grahler. And now it is managed in the third generation by André Grahler. He's here sitting on the right-hand side. And this year we have our 65th anniversary at HELLA. Some words about the market position. So we are market lead in Austria. We are top five in Europe, and we are a full service provider with a broad base. And in 2024, we had a turnover of 214 million euro. So I will just shortly present us you the products we have in the different areas. So in the area of window and facade, we are producing sunshading products like roller shutters and Venetian blinds for both external and internal use, and also products for closed cavity facade. In the area of terrace and garden, we have products like awnings and roofed terracing, and it can be used to extend your living space. Then we also have shell solution, which you can use to perfectly match your sun shading products into your unit. And we have a self-developed control system for our shading products, which you can use to remotely control your shading, and you also can connect it to other smart home solutions. So now I come to sustainability. For HELLA, sustainability has a high value. And on our webpage, we write that sustainability is more than just a buzzword for us. It's the commitment to a holistic attitude that has been lived by the owners for decades. This has several reasons. One is that the main site is situated in a very vulnerable area in the Austrian Alps. So this area is supposed to be affected quite extremely by climate change. And this is a personal picture I made of the main site, which you can see in the middle. It's surrounded by mountains. So there is a high personal interest of the owners and also the employees to act sustainable. There's a very common definition of sustainability. So act sustainable is when you meet the needs of the present without compromising the ability of the future generation to meet their own needs. And there are three pillars of sustainability. It's the social aspect, the economic aspect, and the environmental aspect. And I will guide you through these three pillars and how we realize those at our company. So first, some word about the social aspects. So in the past, the area around the main production site was very rural and economically weak. So the company created jobs in this area. And nowadays, there is a strong commitment of the owners to prevent these jobs. And there's also no skimming of profits by the owner. Additionally, the company offers affordable childcare and flexible working hours. From an environmental perspective, we have to look into the energy mix of the company and the energy demand. So in total, the HELLA Austria company needs about 12 gigawatt hour per year energy. And this is data from 2018 and 2019. And on the right-hand side, you can see the energy mix. So about one quarter is due to electricity, and about half is needed by fuel. And this fuel is mainly for trucks and cars and assembly vehicles. But we have our own energy production at HELLA. So the first one is a biomass heating system, which is close to the main production site. And I know that biomass and sustainability are discussed controversial, but in the area where we live, we have a high amount of damaged wood recently. So there is a surplus of firewood. And in total, the system delivers about 2 gigawatt hours annual output. Then the company also owns a hydroelectricity system, which has a P hydraulic head of 1,000 meters. And from this, we have an output of 10 gigawatt hours per year. But we do not have a direct supply of the power into the production site. And recently, the company also installed photovoltaics on the rooftop on the main production site. However, there is no data yet, but there should be a peak of 1 megawatt. So to sum up the energy mix, we have about 12 gigawatt hours energy demand and the same amount of production. However, there is no direct transfer of our energy because of the high amount of fuel the company needs. But that's something we hopefully address in the future. So in terms of economic sustainability, we claim that our products are products for the future because of their passive cooling capacity. And this is just an example for a simulation for one south-facing room in Germany in a warmer climate. And what you can see here is the annual energy demand for cooling when you want to cool down to 22 degrees or to 26 degrees. And the orange one shows the energy demand without sun protection and the green one with sun protection. And here you can see that there is a high potential for this passive cooling. And with this, I come to my last part, to the EPDs we realized at HELLA, or we estimated. I think I can just skip the recap on EPDs. So having a look into the life cycle stages, here's just an overview what is demanded for shading products. So the production state, A1 to A3, are obligatory, as well as the end of life stage and also the reuse, recycle, and recovery potential. And also for our EPDs, there are some more modules which are optional. And here it's the construction production side, as well as the operational energy use, which is part of the use stage. At HELLA, the goal was to have averaged EPDs for three product groups: for roller shutters, Venetian blind, and vertical roller blinds. And when I say averaged, I mean they were averaged across companies. So it was not only for our companies, but together with eight other companies. And therefore, the National Shading Association's external service provider collected the data from our companies, and they did the calculation of the EPDs. And this was data for 2 years, from 2020 and 2022. I will just show some preliminary data. The EPDs are not completely verified yet, so they are not published. However, you can see here the different stages and the global warming potential for these different stages. And what is quite obvious here is that the highest global warming potential is due to the raw material supply. And this is because of the high amount of aluminium in our products. However, there's also a high reuse, recovery, and recycling potential. But for our companies, this also shows that the greatest potential for adaption lays in the raw material supply. Thank you.